This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Twas the weekend before Christmas, and that means holiday-themed events galore happening around the Queen City. There's a different version of the Nutcracker story with circus elements, a soulful Christmas music concert, and non-Christmas-wise, a well-known comedian will be in town. Joining me to talk about these events is Tim Miner, co-founder of Charlotte is Creative. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, Gwen.
Well, let's start with a Christmas tune with a soulful flair. That's What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas. That's a 1973 recording by The Emotions. Oh, I love them. They were chart hoppers in the day, and this is one of the songs in the lineup for A Soulful Noel, a musical review in town this weekend. Tim, tell us more about it.
Oh, that was the perfect lead-in. This is the seventh year that Charlotte's own On Cue Productions has staged Soulful Noel. So I think at this point we can say it's a bona fide Queen City tradition.
Okay.
The musical review reframes amazing music with a little bit of an R&B, funk, gospel, and soul flair, everything from Ave Maria to The Little Drummer Boy. This music is going to get you humming into the holidays.
When and where?
So there's one show tomorrow night, and there's two shows on Saturday, and all of them will be at the McGlone Theater in Spirit Square, uptown.
Wow, sounds like a great show. Also in town this weekend is the touring Cirque Dreams Holidays. Broadway director Neil Goldberg has brought together a critically acclaimed extravaganza that is part Broadway musical and part circus, right?
Circus is the key word on this, but it's on a stage with a holiday theme, and the costumes, the music, amazing. There are over 300 imaginative costumes, 20 acts, singers, and they're going to cover all the holidays from Thanksgiving to Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's. It's a two-hour performance that the Boston Globe calls Vegas for the entire family.
So there's going to be lots of finger popping and
you're going to be tapping your toe and ready to stuff stockings after this.
Okay, so where is that taking place and when?
So the shows are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Ovens Auditorium.
Okay. And, Tim, there is also Clara's Trip, a Cirque and Dance Nutcracker story. What do you know about this production?
Details we kind of need to keep a little under wraps, because the more you go in on this one not knowing about the story, I think the more you're going to get out of it.
Really?
It's a contemporary take on the story by Caroline Kalush and Company. And the main character, Clara, that everybody knows from the Nutcracker, in this one she's a passionate dancer, but maybe not so good at dancing. She learns the holiday spirit through dance along the way. Everyone I know that's seen it, including me and my family, this is just the way into the holidays.
Okay. And that's where and when?
So it runs Saturday and Sunday at the Booth Playhouse.
Okay. And for those looking to release some creative energy, there's the Beckler by Night, Winter Pain and Sip. There are a lot of pain and sips around town all the time. What's different about this one?
I think what's different about this one is the Beckler is throwing in teaching artists to actually work with you on holiday-themed crafts. There's going to be a holiday-themed margarita to add a little bit of extra holiday cheer into that. So from 5:30 to 7:30, that's when the Winter Wonderscape painting sessions are taking place. There's only 25 spots, so this is really exclusive. So if you want to make sure that you've got an easel and you're ready to go, you need to go right away to beckler.org and secure your ticket.
And the margarita, that's the sip part.
It's inspiration.
Okay.
All artists need their muses.
And on Saturday, Emily Sage will perform at a secret location, more secrets here, somewhere in Charlotte. Who is Emily Sage, and what's up with this mystery performance?
Emily Sage, I think, put simply, in my opinion, is one of Charlotte's most talented singer-songwriters, and she's been performs all over Charlotte. She has a romantic style that's tinged with jazz and soul. A lot of her music comes from her upbringing in Portugal.
Close your eyes, rest your head, you say.
She collaborates with, you know, Charlotte artists all over the city. Beautiful voice. If you want to be at this location, you actually have to email her directly at info@emilysagemusic.com, and she'll send you the link so you know when and where to hear her.
Lots of mystery there. And, Tim, Christmas can be a bit hectic for some people. You know, there's that last-minute shopping, you're getting ready for large family members coming to your house. So, if you want to relieve some of that stress, the comedian Samore is in town.
Oh, yeah. Holiday cheer is always a little bit better with some laughs. I think everybody wants to let some of that shopping stress down. And Samore is an incredible comedian. We know her from the Queens of Comedy. And that's an all-female version. It's like the Kings of Comedy, who came here to Charlotte, Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey, to film that movie almost 20 years ago. She's going to be at the Comedy Zone this weekend, killing it.
Let's have Emily Sage take us out. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Tim Miner is the co-founder of Charlotte is Creative.
And where the people go, I've been stuck in